This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's always an honor to welcome back into this studio George Gillum of the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia, online at millercenter.org. How are you and happy June?
Happy June to you,
Can you
Coy.
Believe it's June already?
It is beautiful outside
yeah,
today.
Yeah, it looks like June.
It does. June is bursting out all over.
Oh, I love this weather. It just makes you happy, doesn't it?
Makes you want to play golf.
There you go. So what are you working on? What's going on?
Well, we got a number of cool things coming up at the Miller Center, but let me say that the Miller Center is finding a increasingly welcoming home here at the WINA studios. You've got my colleague Brian Ballow.
Indeed. He'll join us a week from Wednesday, a return trip.
Brian's been on several times.
Yeah.
And he's a terrific historian and a good talker, a great teacher.
He's fantastic.
His students every year always give him every accolade for teaching.
So and he, of course, for folks who don't know, he's one of the history guys on NPR's Backstory, produced right here in Charlottesville.
Yes. And then my colleague and good friend Jeff Chittister and his co-author Steve Knott, both either presently or formerly of the Miller Center of Public Affairs, are coming in to talk about their new book on Reagan.
Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow, and I was looking at that. It looks really, really interesting, and it's sort of a behind-the-scenes, I was standing there with Reagan when this happened kind of book.
Yes. They were the two major scholars who organized the Reagan Oral History Project that the Miller Center undertook and opened and released all the materials on several years ago. And they have been immersed in Reagan for the past 6 or 8 years. Steve Knott, actually, when that project concluded, went on to the Naval War College at Newport, Rhode Island, where he teaches history. Jeff Chittister is still at the Miller Center and works very closely with me, and a great friend and a very, very able historian.
Fantastic. Well, they'll both be joining us tomorrow to talk about this exciting new book, At Reagan's Side, which I take it is the result of all this research that they've been doing, these oral history research from interviews with people who were there in the Reagan White House.
Yes, these oral history projects that the Miller Center runs interview large numbers of people who've worked in the presidential administrations. In the case of Bill Clinton, for example, I think they've completed something like 150 interviews. With Reagan, it was a smaller number because many of the people who were involved with Reagan have either died or no longer are able to participate in that kind of thing.
Sure.
But the more recent presidents, they've done these mammoth jobs on. So the scholars that work on these things, you know, not only study the presidents, but get to know, because they interview them for days on end, the people who worked with these presidents. So they get lots of cool stories. They get lots of great anecdotes, as well as a lot of substantive information that is not heretofore been released.
Right, right. So this is very exciting. A lot of the historical context that oftentimes in a biography can go missing if you're just focused on the one person. So this is really exciting.
And it's the little stories that friends, close associates of the presidents can tell. Those are the little things that make history come alive and make these figures really memorable.
Absolutely. We're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center. You can learn a whole lot more online at millercenter.org. You can also check out live webcasts of some of the Miller Center events right there from your computer at millercenter.org. And, of course, you can watch all of the forums when folks come to town to speak at the Miller Center. All of those are webcast live.
They're all webcast live, and they are also archived. Coy, there's not a day that goes by that I don't run into somebody on the street or at the gym or someplace who says, "Oh, I heard you on Coy Barefoot's program, and I heard that so-and-so is coming, and I missed them, and I was so sorry that I missed them." Well,
Good thing we recorded it.
It's a good thing we recorded it, and people love to go back and watch these things. Todd Purdom, who is the national editor of Vanity Fair, does their big political stories. He's married to D.D. Myers, who was President Clinton's first press secretary.
I didn't know that. Wow. Mm-hmm.
He is a friend of mine. I got an email from him the other night saying that he's up in Anchorage, Alaska, working on a story on Sarah Palin. And he checked into his hotel, and he was channel surfing, and there was the Miller Center Forum in Anchorage, Alaska.
That's great. Fantastic. So give us an idea what we have to look forward to in this beautiful month of June right here in Charlottesville.
Well, we're going to close this academic year with a bang. On Monday, June 8th, this coming Monday, Michael Crapon, who has been involved at the highest levels of government since the administration of President Jimmy Carter. He's worked on Capitol Hill. He has been the president and CEO of the Henry L. Stimson Center in Washington. He's a diplomat scholar at the University of Virginia. He teaches in the politics department. He has written a book called Better Safe Than Sorry, The Ironies of Living with the Bomb. Michael has been very involved in disarmament issues and issues of national security, and his new book is very interesting. And Michael's a very accomplished speaker, and I think we'll put on a very interesting discussion of what's involved when you have not just two nuclear powers offsetting each other, but you have lots and lots and lots of nuclear powers.
Right, right.
And it's a very strange situation that the world finds itself in.
And what a unique perspective from somebody who's been in Washington that long.
And worked on these issues.
Right, right, absolutely.
He's not just an academic. He's had some practical experience as well. Although many of the academics who are teaching in this area are people who've served on the National Security Council or worked at the United Nations or whatever.
And yeah,
so many of them have had a lot of real world
experience. And I will tell you, so much of the things that I have read recently in terms of foreign policy, they all weave back around to this very issue, and that's the proliferation of nuclear weapons. They all return to that.
Very scary stuff.
Yeah.
Pakistan.
It really is. It really is.
North Korea.
And my dad spent over 30 years in Washington, and he will look right at me and say, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
And we have to be prepared.
Yeah. Well, on Wednesday, June 17th, one of the really outstanding speakers we will have had this year will be at the Miller Center. Wednesday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, Bruce Rydell. Bruce Rydell was a senior advisor to three U.S. presidents on the Middle East. He was a career CIA officer. Right now, he is the top guy at the Brookings Institution on issues of terrorism and conflict resolution. President Obama asked him in March to undertake a study of the situation in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So he headed up this study to recommend a new strategy for Pakistan and Afghanistan. And he is just back from completing that. And in fact, he had promised me he would come down in March, and he called me shortly before he was to appear, a week before he was to appear, and said he was undertaking this mission for President Obama. And I extracted from him the promise that he would come and talk at the Miller
Good
Center.
Good for you, George. So he's going to debrief the president and then come down here and debrief us at the Miller Center.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's terrific. Bruce Rydell, Wednesday, June 17th at 11. And then we close the season on Friday, June 19th at one of our 5:30 in the afternoon programs with a program I've just been looking forward to. One of my favorite programs on radio is Car Guys. Saturday morning, Click and Clack. Terrific program.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some of our local scholars, all three with University of Virginia roots, have started sort of a companion piece that's modeled loosely on car guys, and they call themselves the American History Guys. And what they do is they discuss current problems and put them in a historical context. And Peter Onuf, who is a scholar of Jefferson in the federal period.
One of the best, yeah.
Talks about the 18th century. Edward Ayers, who is the leading historian of the American South and is now president of the University of Richmond, talks about the 19th century. And Brian Ballow, your frequent guest and my almost everyday lunch companion, talks about the 20th century. So the three of them are going to talk. They're going to do a live taping before a live audience of their one-hour radio program.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun.
People in the audience can do the same thing that call-in people do, and that is to ask questions. And it's the topic is going to be looking for work through American history. So it's going to deal with what did people do during the Depression, immigration, both external to the United States and then internal within the United States. When people have moved about looking for work. This is particularly timely when the automobile companies that are the survivors, at least now, are in the American South, when the legacy companies who are the ones who are in bankruptcy and having, or two of the three are having a very rough time of are in the North. And so auto workers may have to go through this internal migration that's been very typical of what workers have had to do in throughout history. If the automobile companies relocate to some of the new factories in the South.
So that's going to be a studio audience recording of that history show.
Yes.
And then, backstory. Yeah.
As a special reward to celebrate the end of the season, we're going to have a reception outside at the Miller Center. People have never been there. It's a fabulous, beautiful facility, one of the most beautiful places in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And there'll be a little reception with the usual 5:30 in the afternoon beverages and cheesy thingies. And we invite people who would like to, anybody can come to the taping. That's open. You don't have to register. If you want to come to the reception, we ask you to visit our website, millercenter.org, and register for the reception.
Yeah.
That's so we know how many people to expect and we know how many provisions we have to stock.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, this complete schedule is available online as well at millercenter.org. Good stuff, George. Thank you so much for letting us know.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.